Seth, speaking of player development, there is such a unanimity from the Chargers players to have the confidence, the belief that Marty cares about them, that you can say it's X's and O's, but you've got to have that level of belief and confidence in the head coach. How difficult is it going to be, let's say, for a Mike Singletary to replace him?
Well, I think initially it'll be difficult because I think, as in any camp, you know, you have some players that are loyal to the head coach that was, you know, that has recently been fired, and then you have some players that are glad to see, you know, some change come about. So there's going to be some resistance in a lot of different ways for a while, but, you know, if the leaders on that football team can pull everyone together and get them to understand that no matter who the head coach is, their objective is to win football games and to win a championship, then eventually they'll be fine. It could hurt them at the beginning of the season if they don't get it rectified during the off season with unity and some kind of cohesion. But the, you know, like I said, no matter who the head coach is, the objective is to win a championship, and you have to put all the other stuff aside.
And for that reason, I don't see a Pete Carroll, who would be, you know, near the top, if not at the top of the list, would come to San Diego knowing that, once again, there is this glaring lack of process, lack of respectful professional interaction. When you can have two guys as successful and talented as they are at their individual jobs and they can't even talk, just how embarrassing is that?
Well, I think it's really embarrassing because, you know, to me it sounds like they both put their egos ahead of the team. And, you know, Mr. Smith's comment that, you know, today, once and for all, you know, I'm rectifying this situation, just goes to show that they basically just got in a chest bumping contest and the GM was actually chosen over the head coach, something that you very, very rarely see, especially when the coach has had the type of success that he's had. But I don't know. I mean, I think San Diego's really put themselves behind the eight ball, Nick, because, you know, when you look at the situation, there's really not much left. You know, all the good coaches, for all intents and purposes, have basically been hired already. Not to say that there isn't someone out there that can come in and get the job done, but, you know, it's so late in the season. February is almost halfway over. It's basically halfway over today. You've got March and then April. You got to take in consideration, you know, draft situations. Are we looking at a situation where, you know, Smith is basically taking over the reins of this football team until a head coach can be in place, and then how is that going to play out long term as far as who you bring in as a head coach if your GM is the guy that's making all of the decisions?
Well, you got to give Smith credit. It's one thing he's been able to do is bring in some quality people, and including a Pro Bowl offensive lineman, you know, Castillo, of course, Merriman, etc. But let's go through the options here. Mike Singletary would be my pick. Rex Ryan's out there. Ron Rivera. They're even talking about Norv Turner. Who'd be your pick?
Well, you know, I'd obviously like to see someone new, you know, take a shot at it. Not that I don't like Norv Turner, but Norv Turner has had his opportunities, and each time, you know, he's proven.
He's over three.
I mean, he's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's a better coordinator than he is a head coach. So why not bring a guy like a Mike Singletary in, and, you know, he's going to bring some defensive attitude. You know, offensively, you know what you have with this football team. Do they have some areas that need to be filled on the offense? Sure, they could use, you know, a high-powered wide receiver, someone that scares offenses, you know, so you have that combination of quarterback, running back, you know, and wide receiver that you have to double. But I think the onus for this football team is probably going to have to be on the defensive side of the ball, because quite certainly with Wade Phillips moving on to the Dallas Cowboys, you know, you're going to have to figure out, okay, how are we going to run this 3-4 defense, and I think it's almost impossible for them to change because they have the personnel to set up to run that type of defense. I mean, Sean Merriman is not a guy, I don't think he's not going to be as effective as he is in the 30 front as he would be in the 40 front if they decide to move from the 30 to the 40 defense. So I think it has to be someone, you know, with some defensive background, someone, you know, with a defensive eye, because I believe offensively they're going to be just fine. They need some help on the defensive side of the ball. Because
and maybe some mentorship there at the quarterback position, as you say, and a little bit more talent at wide receiver. Final question before we move on to junior youth football player development. Rex Ryan with Baltimore, Ron Rivera with Chicago, Mike Singletary. Who's your pick?
Interesting.
Putting you on the spot.
Ron Rivera, you know, is a guy that played, you know, under Buddy Ryan. You know, Rex is obviously, you know, Buddy's son. But, you know, when I look at a guy like Mike Singletary, a guy that, you know, played in Buddy's system, that understood Buddy's system inside and out. And there's some intricacies of that defense, you know, that allows you to play some 30 fronts, 40 fronts, some bear fronts, eagle fronts, all kinds of different things. I would look at a guy like Mike Singletary and say, okay, he brings validity to the table. Validity from the standpoint that not only has he played defense, has he a Hall of Famer, but, you know, he's been a coach for a while, and I would like to see a guy like Mike Singletary bring his credentials to the forefront, you know, and become the head coach of the San Diego Chargers.
And absolutely, when you see the kind of job he did at the Senior Bowl, everybody says this is a guy who has the skill sets to win over the loyalty quickly. So my pick certainly is Mike Singletary as well.